Good morning, everyone. This is your Sunday morning wake-up call from Tim and Julie Tennant. It is great to be able to speak to you today, and I cannot help but recall that great verse that is so often said around all of Seedbed's gatherings, "Wake up, O sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you." Well, today, as throughout this our Sundays, we are focused on the Psalms, and today, looking at Psalm 28. And Psalm 28, which Julie will read in just a moment, opens up with a very strong word of lament. I just want to say a brief word about lament before she reads the psalm. Lament should not be confused with despair. In the Bible, lament is the language of faith, because we turn our despair and we turn it to God in prayer and supplication unto Him. Augustine was once asked to define sin. He defined sin as incurvatus in se, that is, the heart turned in upon itself. And what this does is it takes all those forces that would turn us in ourselves and turns them out to God. And this psalm is the journey of turning lament into a place of faith. So Julie will now read for us Psalm 28.
Psalm 28. To you, O Lord, I call, my rock, be not deaf to me, lest if you are silent to me, I become like those who go down to the pit. Hear the voice of my plea for mercy when I cry to you for help, when I lift up my hands toward your most holy sanctuary. Do not drag me off with the wicked, with the workers of evil who speak peace with their neighbors while evil is in their hearts. Give to them according to their work and according to the evil of their deeds. Give to them according to the work of their hands and render them their due reward. Because they do not regard the works of the Lord or the work of his hands, he will tear them down and build them up no more. But blessed be the Lord, for he has heard the voice of my plea for mercy. The Lord is my strength and my shield. In him my heart trusts, and I am helped. My heart exalts, and with my song I give thanks to him. The Lord is the strength of his people. He is the saving refuge of his anointed. Oh, save your people and bless your heritage. Be their shepherd and carry them forever.
Amen. Thank you, Julie. If Psalm 28 had a title, it might be "The Place Where Perfect Justice and Mercy Meet." Think about it. Even young children would cry out, "It's not fair," when something is not right. There's a deep longing in all of us for the scales of justice to be balanced and for things to be set right. As parents, we try to maintain justice in our homes. As a society, we have an elaborate system of laws and courts and appeals processes and various protections in place to assure that wrongs will be set right and that truth and justice would prevail. We also know how imperfectly all of our attempts to secure justice really are. Crimes go unpunished. Innocent people sit on death row. The evil perpetuators of human trafficking go unchecked. Dictators do as they please. The checks and balances of government get mired in gridlock and partisanship. We live in a world that longs for justice, but despite our efforts, just cannot fully realize it. The psalmist in this psalm sees evildoers around him and cries out for God to, verse 4, repay them for their deeds and to bring back upon them what they deserve, verse 4. He wants to see God's justice brought about. But he also cries out for mercy in both verse 2 and verse 6. Acknowledging gratefully that mercy is also a part of God's character. This is that tension of mercy and justice all throughout the Bible. The psalmist knew what we know, namely that in the end, final and complete justice must be rendered by God, for only the judge of all the earth, if I can quote Psalm 94, verse 2, will be able to set all things right. However, what we know about the psalmist didn't fully understand is the cost of this judgment, the cost of this reconciliation of justice and mercy would be greater than anything the psalmist could have imagined. because God is perfect in both his judgment and his mercy. And the only way to perfectly balance both the cries of judgment and our need for mercy, for we're all guilty before God, all of us, is for God to take upon himself the judgment of sin. Brothers and sisters, today is a day to remember afresh that it is the cross of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. That cross which became the place where God's perfect justice meets God's perfect mercy. Praise the Lord. The psalmist prays for God to set things right. Little do you know that that prayer ultimately could only be fulfilled at the cross of Jesus Christ. And he ends the psalm with a prayer that the Lord would be his fortress of salvation. And it says, for his anointed one. And of course, in the Hebrew, the word for anointed one is the word Messiah, where we get the word Messiah from. Indeed, it was someday that David could only look at a distance when God's anointed one would come into the world and bear the sins of the world and be that fortress of salvation and bring ultimately the true reconciliation of justice and mercy. And I also love the pastoral note in verse 9. The whole thing ends with another prayer. Remember, this is the guy who started out with the silence of God and lament, and he ends by asking God to be his shepherd in verse 9. And it's a different word than the normal word for shepherd. This is the word for not just the one who cares for the sheep, but the one who feeds us and nourishes us. It's a beautiful word in the Hebrew that God would come and nourish our souls, bringing us from wherever we are this morning to that place of hope and grace ultimately found in Jesus Christ.
Well, I think it's time to sing. And we're going to use the tune Kingsfold, which is an English folk song. So again, if you don't know it, I think it will you'll catch it very quickly. Folk songs have a way of being very singable and easy to pick up. So let's sing Psalm 28 to the tune of Kingsfold. To you I call, O Lord, my rock, don't turn your ear from me. For if you're silent, then like those within the pit I'll be. Oh, hear my cry for mercy, as to you for help I call. As I lift up my hands to the most holy place of all. Don't drag me off with wicked ones who evil do impart, who speak peace with their neighbors but hide malice in their heart. Repay them for their evil work, for deeds their hands have done. Bring back on them what they deserve, the evil of each one. Since they do not regard the Lord, nor works his hands have done, he'll tear them down and never build back up a single one. Praise to the Lord, for he has heard the cry I made to him. The Lord's my strength and shield, I'm helped as my heart trusts in him. My heart does leap for joy, and I give thanks to him in song. The Lord's his people's strength, and his anointed's fortress strong. Oh, save your people, save and bless your own inheritance, and be their shepherd, carry them forever their defense.
Amen. May you all be blessed this day.
May the Lord be your shepherd, your rock, and your fortress. Amen.
Amen.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.